Ladies and gentlemen, like every international experience that I've ever done, it's always an experience on a Saturday night, and I would like to introduce the band here tonight. Let me turn off this air conditioner for a minute. We will suffer. We have Andre Ramos on drums, Vincent Ramos on bass, Jay Wise on guitar, and Fabian Grizel hailing all the way from Geneva, Switzerland, and she's a new vox, the new voice of the band. Out of their home base in L.A., Never Wonder came into existence with a unique sound, which I agree with very much, of rock, pop, and soul fusion. And we need that more than ever in this world. Their music is driven by their strong musicianship and rooted from life's experiences. So anytime you guys are ready to rock out, I'm ready for you. All mics are hot. You guys are on.
Alan, we're ready?
You're ready. I'm ready over here.
All right. I'm ready. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's happening? Hey.
Sounds good.
Two, two.
One, two.
I don't have any vocals.
Two, two.
We're on?
Yeah.
Buddhism, they call the sound of one hand clapping. Never Wonder is in the studio with us tonight. So, listen, you guys, I got a few questions for you. How did you find this beautiful singer? How did she come into your existence? How did you meet these guys?
Are we talking to these, or do you want us to grab that one?
Anybody? I think you should answer that.
Me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me through this?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Perfect. Actually, I met these guys through, I got a phone call one time from, I think it was an email perhaps, from Vince. They were looking for a singer, and then I auditioned. basically for the band. Ah, this is the mic.
Got it.
There.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we're switching mics here, you guys. Hang on.
Oh, so much better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can't hear anything, so I hope I'm on.
I can hear you.
You can hear me great? Okay, perfect. So basically I was saying that Vince, one time, basically who's the bass player of the band, reached out to me. They were looking for a singer, and they were like, hey, you know, we saw your music, we like it, because I was doing my own stuff for a bit. And he's like, yeah, do you want to audition for the band? We'd love to have you come down and try it out.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, okay, why not? Let's do it.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Were you singing when you were very small?
Yes.
Is that something you did, like 4 years old, you know, your mom and dad would get you in front of the relatives?
Not quite four, but like seven.
Like seven, yeah.
My mom enrolled me in the kids' choir at church because she was tired of me fighting her to go to church.
Yeah, why don't you go to church? And you immediately joined the choir, right?
I immediately joined the choir.
That's how I made it through school. Immediately joined the band and the orchestra.
Got me through life a whole lot, you know.
How long have you been in the United States?
I've been in the States for 24 years now.
Oh, so you know, it hasn't always been like this.
Yes.
It used to be a lot different.
Many different lives.
Many different, what they call phantasmagoric things have happened in this country. And the new album, I guess you have two songs off the new album.
Yes.
It's an EP. Are you going to do a whole album with you?
Yes, we are. So, Dre, why don't you take that one, answer that one for us?
Yeah, just to pass the mic around.
Yeah, so the idea is definitely to write. We have about six songs that are, you know, that we feel are somewhat ready to rock, ready to get in the studio. So we're going to write a bunch more, and we definitely plan on having an album out probably early February, 2019, I would imagine. I mean, shoot, we're right around the corner, so that's the idea, definitely. So we got some drum tracks recorded. Now we got to do the rest of the tracks, but we're coming along.
Yeah. So how long has the whole band, I mean, you guys, the Ramos Brothers, how long have you been under the name Never Wonder?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Never Wonder 2006?
Yeah.
2006, something like that.
12 years,
yeah,
wow.
Something like that, yeah.
That's pretty good.
A lot of incarnations.
Yeah.
And the beauty of music is that it evolves, but if you're true to it, and it comes back to you, and how it's come back to us is with these two great members, with Jay and Bob in the band.
There you go.
So for us, it's sometimes difficult, but at the moment, it isn't. It's completely beautiful. And it is. And it's a lot of great passion, and... we're very excited about what the situation is right now, for sure.
Well, you know, Trent Reznor talked about that when he wanted to quit Nine Inch Nails, and he said, you know, I need the music in my life, but he always uses different musicians.
Yeah, that's
and,
exactly
you know,
true.
To see where he can go with those people. And I see this incarnation is a good one. I like it.
Well, thank you very
much. You guys were here. I know you were here like years ago. I mean, this thing's been going on since the advent of internet radio.
That is true, and we are excited to be back here when Doug proposed it and you guys were talking about it. We were excited to come back and do something like
cool,
this.
Man.
It's a very comfortable and just a beautiful atmosphere here.
And you got a beautiful cat back there looking at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
If anybody has an EpiPen for Dre, we will need that a little bit later.
Well, she doesn't really. She is brushed and spoiled so much that she won't even cause any.
I noticed that
any problems.
Like I moved the chair and she didn't even move.
Well, she has three legs. One of them was removed because she had cancer on
three
her palm.
Good legs, though, right?
So, but she jumps around like she has six legs now. She is so fast. You know, cats don't need rehabilitation. They just jump around and do what the hell they want. So, do you have another song? How many songs do you have in your repertoire tonight for us?
We can play till midnight if you want us to.
well, we'll do a few songs. I don't know if the neighbors will go for that.
Right.
Yeah, about 12 tonight. Give or take a look. Let us know what you want. We can do less or more.
Yeah, this is for the microphone. Put it anywhere you want.
Yeah, definitely. Art, why don't you take this? Our trusty sound man, Art, is with us tonight. What up, Art?
Wherever you want it. On the table, you know, on the floor.
So you want another one, right?
Yeah. So the Viper Room's going away. They're gonna destroy the Viper Room. From what I hear.
I have not heard that.
Really? Yeah. The owners of the land bought it for $80 million. Same thing they did to the beautiful House of Blues. Yes. They're going to do the Viper Room.
Wow.
So that place won't be there. I'd say in the next 6 months they're going to demolish it.
Awesome.
It's sad because there's the club scene from when Mario, who owned the Rainbow and the Roxy and the Whiskey, that club scene is just shrinking.
Yep.
But you guys play a lot all over the place.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Whiskey Go-Go where you have to pay them. You guys go all around. What's your next gig, man?
Our next gig.
I can hear you.
You can hear
okay. Our next gig, actually, if you guys want to follow us on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc., we post all the stuff up there. You can go on the website at neverwonder.com and be on our newsletter to receive all the brand new stuff. But our next gig is going to be at the Silver Lake Lounge, September 7th, Friday at 9:15. So
cool.
I hope you can make it so we can see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, go
come
down
out
there
and meet us. We'd love to meet you guys. So,
why pay $100 to see somebody who's been around for 80 years where you could see a brand new band?
Yes.
Band that's been around. Okay, the floor is yours. This is Never Wonder.
Okay. This next one is called, what's that? This next one is called Help Me.
One, 2, 3. I got no other way to push things great. I get falling through a river blue. I got blinders to life and living dark at night. I wish I had different views. I can finally see that I don't want to be my own worst enemy. You can see the cups I fall, but I said it is empty. You gotta help me. You gotta help me. You gotta help me. You gotta help me. Some say M. I gotta know this way to push people. At every party, I got blindness to miss, instead I talk a lot of
decided it wants to be part of the music. Can you hand me that, please? That microphone.
Oh, it's that one.
It's going. It's like singing harmony during the song.
What you get for paying $5 off eBay. This is the International Experience. My name is Voodoo Man. We have Never Wonder in the studio. Okay, that noise is gone forever. And you guys, so there you do have some gigs coming up. I know that. So how's the relationship between you when you're all in the studio? Is it a calm, good atmosphere when you're in there all together?
Rehearsal or recording?
Well, you need this microphone for me to hear you. I don't know what the hell's wrong with it. Let's see. It's one of those things that starts picking up alien signals.
All right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, there's weird sounds. Let's see here. No, that's not going to do it. Why don't you play another song, and I'll fix this. And then we can talk. All right, Never Wonder's in the studio. My my very inexpensive handheld is not very good. Okay, it's all yours, you guys.
All right, this is a new song called Spell. Yeah.
I got this mic working.
You got it?
No, it's making the alien sounds.
It is.
You heard it, you'd think it was, they were trying to communicate with us. Anyway, this is the experience, and of course, you know, when I need something to work, it doesn't. You guys are fantastic. Beautiful voice. Everybody's doing really great tonight. It's good to have you in the studio. I'd like to thank Kate Crash for coming down, and she put 22 songs on her album. 22 songs. She said she just wrote a song every day, and she wrote for 30 days. She had 30 songs, and then she picked 22 of them, and you know, it all kind of comes together. We're in the studio, and the new EP is available on your website. Is that right?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Can you hear me with this?
Yeah, I can hear you good with that.
Okay, cool. The EP is actually available on our website at neverwonder.com. It's available on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on CD Baby. Pretty much everywhere you can get, you know, indie music nowadays. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the new songs, did you collaborate with the guys?
Okay, on these songs, actually, those songs were actually already written when I showed up.
Yeah.
But me and Jay, which is the new guitarist of the band, we kind of put our stamp on it. So it wasn't quite exactly the same, and we kind of made it ours. So
So coming into a brand new band.
Kind of, yeah.
So when you were in Switzerland, were you in a rock band in Switzerland?
I was in many bands in Switzerland. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had quite a few different bands.
What's the club scene like there?
Oh, very, very little when I was there.
Really?
Yeah, it might be different now, but when I was growing up, there was only two or three different places you could play live in Geneva, which is where I'm from. So, yeah. Which is the reason why I came here. Because
what part of Switzerland is that?
Geneva is the south. It's the French-speaking part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, close to France.
It's a beautiful area, huh?
Yeah, it's very pretty.
What was your motivation to come to the United States?
I went to music school here. I came to the States, and then it was just, there's not a whole lot of music. You know, it's a lot of musicians where I'm from, but not a whole lot of places to play.
Right.
So
right.
You kind of have to go and elsewhere to do that.
Yeah, that's the thing about Los Angeles. You know, it doesn't have to be on the Sunset Strip. There's clubs all over
there's
the place.
Everywhere. Yeah, there's so much
from
music
from San
there,
Diego
know?
To San Francisco and, you know, in between.
Right.
You know?
Nowadays, you can even do it in your living room, you know.
You can do it in a living room,
Jerry,
just like this.
So, right.
And I'll tell you what, Jerry Garcia had a little pirate radio station in Haight-Ashbury, and he used to bring bands in like The Doors or the Jefferson Airplane, and that's kind of where I got the idea, because KPFK here in town did a show called Live from Studio B, and they made their whole second floor, which is still on Cahuenga, look like somebody's living room. They had a little fireplace in there, and they had the rugs, and that's kind of how I got the idea to bring bands in here. Over 1,000 bands and musicians have been in here over the past 10 years, and it's always an honor to hear the music and for the people to hear that, you know, you don't have to keep listening to the same artist over and over again, which they plug at you.
That's right.
on the radio or wherever you're listening. Go for the local bands where you're at and explore what's going on around you, because there's a place called Time Warp Records in Mar Vista, and on Friday and Saturday nights they just have bands in there, and it's free, and the guy has LPs, he has vinyl, so while you're listening to the bands you can look through the vinyl, and it's you guys should check that place out, because it gets a good crowd in there. You know, put out a tip jar, you might make a few bucks.
Thanks for having us, first of all.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Happy to be here. And like you said, yes, it's great when people support.
Over the years, Doug Deutsch has not booked a horrible band on my show. He knows that this show only has the finest bands in the world.
Well, Doug's a special guy.
Yeah, he sure is. And he has two good ears for music, you know. I mean, he really can center in on what's going on, you know, in the zeitgeist, you know, of music in Los Angeles. And, you know, now it's the world that you're talking to, you know. It's incredible what's happened within just
so what's changed in here since we've been here last is just the world's exploded over social media and everything. It has been, it's tremendous. The reach that we can get today than, say, when Never Wonder first started.
There's so many different platforms
that's
now.
That's absolutely true. So the world is smaller.
but just as tough in the sense of, you know, carving out a niche for yourself. So.
Yeah, when you go to band camp, you see all those bands, and I interviewed a lot of those bands. But, you know, music is so diverse, something that might that I might not like, somebody else will like. And there was a lot of that going on, you know, just people who would stay in their bedroom somewhere in Belgium and record everything on their computer. I still don't get that. But, you know, I didn't say, well, maybe you should get a band to incorporate what you're doing with that. And I said, maybe that'll be good for film music, you know, that kind of stuff. Because it's just, and it's drones, a bunch of drone music. It's not soulful like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, you know, I guess guys like that, they don't play well with others or something, you know?
So. I don't know what it is. Yeah, they don't, do they?
No, but, you know, I appreciate that, too. I mean, a guy that can produce his stuff and really handle that, but you're right. I mean, collaborating, doing that,
but
that's the art of it.
If the guy has five albums and every one of them sound the same, there's something wrong.
Good point.
There has to be diversity. I'm not putting any of that down. I mean, I was invited to see Lady Gaga at one point, and the opening act was just a girl doing computer sounds. I didn't get it. You know, it was, to me, it sounded like feedback.
And the music.
And then she goes, "Here's a new song I just wrote." And it was the same thing. You know, I didn't get it. I think it's her sister's, one of her sister's friends, and she said, "Just get out there and do it." And I don't think she did it again after that. Because L.A. was going, "Ugh. Please. Give us a guitar or something."
There's taste for everyone.
Give us a guitar. So who's your board guy? What's your name, man?
This is Art.
Make him talk.
Wow.
Art the sound man.
It's not Art, many times Art that there's another guy working on another board besides me. Art, thanks for doing that. You guys haven't touched the food.
No.
Art, say a few words. Come on.
Don't touch and drive.
Say hello.
All right.
Yeah, he's shy.
That's okay.
It's all right.
So, what are your immediate plans for recording? What's going on in the studio right now?
We're writing new material with a couple of the songs you probably will hear tonight. You already heard one, which was called Spell. That's a new one. So we're actually writing right now, and we're hoping to get into the studio by the end of the year. Hopefully we'll get something for you guys already to listen to by the beginning of next year. That's kind of the plan at the moment.
Of the moment.
Yeah.
Because that could change and just...
Yeah,
the
you know,
blink
I
of
mean,
an
we,
eye.
We've got, you know, we have... You know, gigs coming up. We're
yeah.
playing here. We're playing in Vegas. We're playing, you know, up and down the coast. So we've got places that we play in. So, you know, whenever we have a minute, we kind of rehearse, get together, try to write, you know, so we kind of do it in between those moments, you know.
Cool.
So whenever possible, we kind of work on new stuff. Yeah.
Because music is your life, and that's what it's
yeah.
all about. Because everything else is second. The music comes first, always. At least, you know, for me, I thought I was going completely deaf until I got some new hearing aids. This ear is deaf. And it would be such a tragedy never to hear music again.
Especially
so, you know, that's something that I don't take for granted at all. You know, it's like what happened to Beethoven in his later life. And he wrote the 9th completely deaf by laying on the piano. I don't want to be laying on anything writing music, that's for sure. This is the International Experience, and we have Never Wonder in the studio. And thank you for handling that for me, man. How about my manager blinked me. She said you can go till 8. So she blinks me because we have a code on my thing. So we can go till 8 with the music because one of the neighbors went, "What the hell's going on?" They should know after I've been here 25 years that a band is going to be here on Saturday night. Every Saturday night, that's what's going to happen. Wait till my birthday. There's like 4 bands coming. They'll love it. All right, you guys, the floor is yours. Never Wonder.
Thanks for having us, first of all, for the music, right? We can do a little talk afterwards and stuff like that.
My pleasure.
Oh, that would be awesome. So we'll just a couple of songs here.
All right.
Yeah.
Give it all.
Yeah, just to give it all. It's on the EP, so if you guys haven't grabbed an EP yet, please go get yourself one. If you have a CD player, please grab a CD. If not, you can download it on all the usual mediums. So this is called Give It All. We'll be right back.
This is John Redcorn from King of the Hill, and you're listening to Buddha Man's International Experience.
Boy, that sounded good in my ears. I mean, wow. Thanks to the mixer over here, man. It sounded beautifully. So how about one more for the road? One more for the road. One more for my baby, and one more for the road.
Way to save me, Jay.
Moving on.
You're going to need the pump.
I do need one more. Okay. So this one is, again, another one from the EP here.
Yes, this is the second from the EP, and it's called Moving On.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you guys are playing something in Vegas called the Rock and Roll Marathon, and I is that right? You want to hand somebody the mic and tell me all about that? I'm looking at it here. It's November. Let's see, November 8th, 9th, 10th. What days are you, where? What venue are you guys playing at?
Well, that's the thing about that gig. It's actually, you play to, I don't know, it's about 20 to 25,000 runners.
Wow.
So there's a stage at every mile.
Yeah.
And we usually like play, it just depends. The last few times we played in front of the Stratosphere, and I don't remember what stage it was. It might have been like stage 10 or stage 9. So
yeah,
it's a really cool event. It's at night, and we go up there. We play a few sets, and we share the stage with other bands. It's really awesome. So so yeah, Jay, you probably have a couple things about it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We get some of the runners actually jump up on stage and actually rock and roll with us, and we get to, man, it's just a blast because they already have a bunch of energy going, so they even get us more energy. And
They
wear cool costumes, right, Gray?
Yeah, totally. Like, cool costumes. They got, like, Superman, Batman, SpongeBob, you name it, like dragons and whatnot. So it's really cool. Yeah, Elvis is there for sure.
Elvis is always there.
Oh, yeah, Elvis really kills it.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool show.
You bring the mic down and then I don't have to get up. That mic seems, the one you're talking about seems, it has a loose connection on the end of it. Can I see it a second? Yeah. I think it probably just needs a new cord. Testing one, yeah. Okay, it's working.
Yeah. Check. You hear me?
I hear you.
All right, what's going on?
Not much, man. I got questions here. I got
bet
questions.
You do. You
okay?
Always do. I
always
this.
Do. So, who are some of the bands that that have influenced your musical tastes over the years?
From Vincent or Neverwonder?
From your
from personally, you know, obviously you have the idea of Led Zeppelin and you know, you have all the bands, you know, like Prince and. As a bass player, I'm into, like, you know, funk and groove and rock.
Yeah.
So you always have those great artists that did that. But in that, you know, AC/DC, you wouldn't consider them like a groove band per se. But the drummer, you know, and, you know, Phil Rudd and you know, they're just such solid meters. It was influenced, obviously, John Bonham, Paul Jones. Those type of things were the meters that created who I am. And having my brother in the band, it was something that was... just something that was about us, you know, and then obviously Rush, you know.
It's going out again. Just play with it. Mine seems to be, I think all the sound we pumped through here tonight, it's affecting the everything. Hello, testing. Okay, now it's good.
Oh, it's back.
All right, you know, things get twisted. Things get twisted and shit.
We hit things and just, you know, at the end of the day, groove, Prince, anything like that from my end personally, you know.
Did you ever get the chance to see Led Zeppelin in their heyday?
Nope. I'm still a pup.
I don't know.
I'm 21.
You hear that? Yeah. It keeps popping out.
Don't. So I'll share a mic with somebody.
How's that? Is that better?
Check.
Better.
I have no
That's
idea.
Better.
That's better. Yeah, yeah. Better. It's okay. That's
better.
Work. Check. Okay.
Check. Yeah, I know where it's at. You got a dirty pot here. That's what it is.
It's that one bad?
Oh, let me turn that one up.
Okay.
There you go.
How's that?
Yeah,
okay,
I like your tattoos. Did you get those here or in Switzerland?
Both. I started in Europe when I was very young. Actually.
Were you really drunk?
No, I never did one of those.
Yeah.
Now
I got these.
I think them through a lot actually before I get them done.
I keep Dr. Death here, Grim Reaper on my arm to remind me of my mortality. Yeah. You know that everybody leaves. You know, everybody goes. And that's that song I got. Everybody
hurts.
That's just the video to that. You just want to go, you know, you don't even shoot yourself. It's the International Experience on a Saturday night on the 15th. We're having our birthday show for the 10th time. You guys are invited if you want to come and have some cake or whatever. And we're going to have a bunch of L.A. musicians and some other... you know, some of the stranger people from other dimensions, you know, who say they're from other dimensions, come in here and join us
and
on that night.
Are we going to have Elvis Presley here?
Elvis will be here.
Yeah,
I think Elvis is always here.
Yeah,
no matter where you go, Elvis is here. I have a table over there. That table, my dad worked at a furniture manufacturing because you mentioned Elvis. Those tables, if you look at that table over there, it has the autographs of every single actor that worked at MGM, and Elvis Presley's signature is on there. Yeah, you're sounding good now, man. Sounds good. So in Switzerland, what's the music like in Switzerland? Tell me about some of the artists there that you listen to.
Would you mean when I was there?
Yeah, when you were there, if you can remember.
I can't tell you because I don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
What I was into?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm into a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I grew up with jazz at home. My father was a trumpet player, so...
Oh, wow.
I grew up with Miles Davis and Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, my dad was a sax player, so yeah, I grew up with that same kind of music.
You know, that type of music was in the house a lot. Classical music also is big in Europe, obviously.
Yeah.
So I got into that, too. And then in the pop world, you know, I had some... I really loved The Police when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I love The Cure. I was a big Cure fan.
I still am.
Yeah, me too. I love... I like Kate Bush.
I
love her vocals. Yeah. Fantastic vocalist and piano player. You know, just different stuff. From jazz to pop to rock. I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan. Of course, you can't be.
Yeah.
You can't play rock without liking Led Zeppelin.
It's the new name of the band. What is Zepp Zeppelin?
Right.
It's perfect. Yeah.
So you know, you gotta like those guys. I mean, you know, they're
the benchmark. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
They're the
for
benchmark.
Sure.
I saw them in 1977. It was the physical graffiti tour. And I remember I went the opening and closing nights. They played 7 nights at the Forum for $7.
Wow.
You know, but the last night I got my ticket from a scalper or two of them for $100. And I think that probably is in my top 5 of the greatest things I've ever seen on stage.
Oh, I'm sure it must have been
were these guys up there when they did No Quarter and John Paul Jones was doing No Quarter?
Yeah.
Everybody went out for beer. You know, the whole Forum just got up because
really?
He did like this 20-minute thing. I sat there and went, wow.
Sure.
You know, because he had the bass. He was doing the bass thing, and then he was doing it was. And a lot of it, he went, like you talk about jazz, he went into this improv for in the middle of No Quarter. And then there's that piano and that organ solo. He went off into some other dimension.
Sure.
And it was different every time. And I saw him first night and closing night, and it was different. It was a different middle. You know who did that a lot? Frank Zappa. He did that a lot. He would go on stage and all of a sudden the thing you saw last year that Zappa and the Mothers, I saw them with the Mothers, did,
right,
and his band, he would change it. King Crimson.
That's the best thing, you know, I think when you're live, you know, it's just, you know, if I just want to hear the record and then I'll buy the record, you know.
You go buy the record, that's what Robert Fripp says.
I just think, you know, when you're live, there's so many possibilities and so many things you can do on the fly like that. And I really appreciate people who
do like
that.
You like King Crimson?
You know what? Actually, I'm not too familiar.
Oh, you would love them.
Yeah.
And they're another band. They've been around since the late 60s. Mm-hmm. And Robert Fripp, he always has new musicians come with him. I mean, he is, if you listen to them live, on their records, when they put out a record, a live one, it'll say Improvisation Number 1. And then the next CD might say Improvisation Number 2 and Number 3. And they take basic chords from their songs so people recognize, who are King Crimson fans, that's the song. And then they go out. They go out into this other place.
That's cool.
And it's kind of like, you know, I saw Miles Davis. You know, he turned around, had three quarters of the way, he just looked at the wall at the Hollywood Bowl. He just looked this way.
Wow.
One time he turned around and to do something with his trumpet, but you never really saw his face.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
You saw that, and also some of the music that I was into when I was in Europe, a lot of, you know, I speak French and I speak a few other languages, so a lot of the French music too. There's some cool French pop that I was into. And I like gypsy music as well.
I like gypsy music.
Yeah, so I'm really into that stuff. So I a lot of different stuff. I really grew up on a whole lot of different types of music.
Yeah, that's good. You have a diversity of different styles to choose from when you sing.
Yeah.
And did that come naturally to you? And then did you take lessons?
Singing, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, I think both. I think I grew up, I think very early on I liked to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of started, you know, just music spoke to me right away. I felt like it was just connected for some reason for me.
Do you read music?
Badly, yes.
Same here.
Very badly.
I used to read it. Now I read it very badly.
But I studied a long time, and actually now I teach. So.
Do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. You pass it on to the next
knowledge.
To the next generation. Well, Jay Wise is the other new guy.
Yes.
Hey, Jay Wise. J Jay is wise. Jay is wise to be a never wonder.
Sometimes I'm wise.
Well, there are times. Well, we're human. We can't be perfect. The last girl I had here said that one day we're going to be part cyborg and part human. You know, the whole world will be Westworld.
It's not that far away.
It's not that far away.
Yeah, that's a great show.
And, you know, do you, in a whole, your musical life, did you start very young, Jay, with music?
Yeah, I started about 13.
Really?
About 13 years old.
Were you in the band in school?
I was. I played trumpet in school.
Did you?
And I met the cool kids during the summer.
He's kind of like one of those guys.
He doesn't tell anything until like he's there.
Yeah. Yeah. then started playing guitar, and from the get-go, I was playing 8 hours a day every day.
Yeah, that's because you love the instrument. I had clarinet. I was forced to practice.
Yeah.
You know, you practiced today, but I got to like it. I played for 25 years, and I played saxophone.
Yeah.
B-flat. I tried flute, but it was in the key of C, and that was like a foreign language. I would try to do French.
Sure.
You know, speak French. Sure. It was just different, you know? So what was the first influential musician or band that made your, you know, the hair on your arms stand up?
The Eagles.
Yeah?
Yes.
They're playing the Forum again.
Yeah. That was back in the day when they were still together and everything was okay. But, man, my cousin was a vocalist and a player, and he sounded exactly like Don Henley.
Oh, wow.
And it just turned me on. And I just loved every part of it. So, But since then, I've become jazz trained. You know, I do teach as well. So it's a blast, man.
Yeah, I was listening to 88.5 today, and they were playing Elvis Costello, and all of a sudden it drifted to something else, and I didn't know. And it was the Dave Clark 5. And I go, what is the Dave Clark 5 doing on a rock? I had drifted over to 88.1, and then they have this show called Nothing But the Blues. Have you guys ever heard that show?
I have, yes.
And they expanded it, and it was like coming home, because I grew up with that, you know, that kind of music, you know, that, you know, like B.B. King, you know, I met him at the Johnny Carson show many years ago. Very, very down to earth guy. I saw him, the last time I saw him was when Universal had the amphitheater, and he came out and he said, "I'm old enough that I could sit down."
You know? Of course.
Leon Russell was the same way.
Yes.
You know, I earned it. B.B. King had that sense of humor. Mm-hmm. You know, and I met him that night. I was about, I was in my early 20s, and I met him, and he just had that thing about him. Like, you knew he was in the room.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So anyway, it's been good having you guys on the show, and I mean, incredible. And I wish you all the best of luck. And I got to interview this guy over here.
Yeah.
Which Ramos are you, man?
I'm Dre.
Hey, Andre.
Dre. It's Andres, but everybody calls me Dre.
Dre. Yeah, Dre.
Like Dr. Dre. Yeah.
Hey, what do you think of the Raiders this year?
You know what? I used to be a big Raiders fan back in the day, and I kind of let it go.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, but you know, I know you're a big Raiders fan.
Yeah.
So is our sound guy.
But
no, I appreciate them, and it's kind of cool that they've gone to Vegas, you know, to be honest with you.
I don't like it.
I kind of think it's a good place for them.
I guess so.
Because
they'll get their own stadium, and they'll probably make more money
as if
they need it.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys make a lot of money. You know, when they can't headbutt each other anymore.
Right.
They can't do it. And you've been watching any of the exhibition games, they're so used to doing it, they've been, at, you know, like the goats.
Right.
Going for it and getting penalties.
Learn
an exhibition.
How did it go for them today?
They were ahead the whole game. The whole game against the Rams, they were ahead. Okay, there they go, and boom. Last part of the game, they lost on a field goal.
Yeah, it's all preseason.
It's always
stuff,
that,
right?
you forget it, you know. Yeah. Many penalties.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I didn't know that we're not supposed to, you know, hit helmets anymore.
Right.
They were told. And a lot of things that are going on with the NFL, a lot of teams are going like this. We're not going to show the national anthem. So they're cutting it out of their broadcast.
Oh, because of the one knee thing, or
whatever? Well, they don't want any controversy.
Right.
They don't want politics or the man up in the White House talking about them, talking shit about them. So I think Dallas is doing it, and I think it will follow. Commissioner wants them all to not even show it. Why cause controversy when we're just trying to watch a game? You know, and
actually, that's kind of interesting point because in Europe, we unless you're playing against a different country,
yeah.
you don't play at the national anthem at every game.
Oh, you really don't.
No, if it's national, if it's within the country, you don't.
Well, it's just causing problems. Causing problems in politics.
Why did they start it? It was in the World War II, right, or World War One?
Yeah,
for morale of the country. They started playing the national anthem in front of. Major League or
It wasn't
baseball.
Always there.
Right.
And then so I think let's concentrate on the game on that. What some guy is saying about guys who are raising their hands. If they want to do that, let them do it.
Yeah, totally.
It's none of anybody's business in politics, as far as I can see.
Absolutely.
So Never Wonder's unique sound is a blend of rock, pop, and soul, and you guys are really, really great. And thank you so much. Oh, you grow and you transform into Absolutely. Different modes of music, especially with the jazz influence you guys got, mm-hmm. The first time I heard Thelonious Monk, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I thought it was the worst shit I ever heard. And then I studied it, and I looked at the music, and then I started to understand it a little bit.
Sure.
It was. I was like 10, and I didn't know. I was listening to Wes Montgomery. I was listening to the big bands and Frank Sinatra and the Great American Songbook. And there, my mom brought this album home, at Thelonious Monk's first one, and I didn't understand at all. It just went, whoa.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I should play some Thelonious Monk. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having
Any
us.
More
totally.
Plugs you guys want to put in?
Just the website, social media, all across the webs, the world. Check us out. iTunes, everything.
Yeah, follow us.
Apple,
like us.
Follow, Instagram,
Spotify,
everything. Spotify, everything. Check us out. We love to hear from you guys. September 7th is our next show, 2.5 weeks away.
Cool.
And over Silver Lake. So it's going to be happening. Come check it out.
All right.
We look forward to it.
Come and say hi. We'd love to meet you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Come out.
Come out.
Come out and see the band.